Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 28th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation as we are here with Family Camp in Auburn. We're having a great time and wish you all could be here with us. We'll start in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 14, and then I'll read through the entire 13th chapter. Now I am ready to visit you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you, because what I want is not your possessions, but you. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. So I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and expend myself as well. If I love you more, will you love me less? Be that as it may, I have not been a burden to you. Yet, crafty fellow that I am, I caught you by trickery. Did I exploit you through any of the men I sent to you? I urged Titus to go to you, and I sent our brother with him. Titus did not exploit you, did he? Did we not walk in the same footsteps by the same Spirit? Have you been thinking all along that we have been defending ourselves to you? We have been speaking in the sight of God as those in Christ. And everything we do, dear friends, is for your strengthening. For I am afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be, and you may not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. I'm afraid that when I come again, my God will humble me before you, and I will be grieved over many who have sinned earlier and have not repented of the impurity, sexual sin, and debauchery in which they have indulged. This will be my third visit to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I already gave you a warning when I was with you the second time. I now repeat it while absent. On my return, I will not spare those who sinned earlier or any of the others, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him in our dealing with you. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong, not so that people will see that we have stood the test, but so that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong. And our prayer is that you may be fully restored. This is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority. The authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. all God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 71. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long, though I know not how to relate them all. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today I am reading Ezekiel chapter 12, and the title in my Bible says, Signs of the Coming Exile. Again, a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, you live among rebels who could see the truth if they wanted to, but they do not want to. They could hear me if they would listen, but they won't listen because they are rebellious. So now put on a demonstration to show them what it will be like to go off into exile. Pack whatever you can carry on your back and leave your home to go on a journey. Make your preparations in broad daylight so the people can see you, for perhaps they will even yet consider what this means, even though they are such rebels. Bring your baggage outside during the day so they can watch you. Then, as they are watching, leave your house in the evening, just as captives do when they begin a long march to distant lands. Dig a hole through the wall while they are watching, and carry your possessions out through it. As they watch, lift your pack to your shoulders and walk away into the night. Cover your face and don't look around. All of those actions will be a sign for the people of Israel. So I did as I was told. In broad daylight, I brought my pack outside, filled it with things I might carry into exile. Then in the evening, while the people looked on, I dug through the wall with my hands and went out into the darkness with my pack on my shoulder. The next morning, this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, these rebels, the people of Israel, have asked you what all this means. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Their actions contain a message for Zedekiah in Jerusalem and for all the people of Israel. Then explain that your actions are a demonstration of what will soon happen to them, for they will be driven from their homes and sent away into exile. Even Zedekiah will leave Jerusalem at night through a hole in the wall, taking only what he can carry with him. He will cover his face and his eyes will never see his homeland again. Then I will spread out my net and capture him in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Babylonians, though he will never see it, and he will die there. I will scatter his servants and guards to the four winds and send the sword after them. And when I scatter them among the nations, they will know that I am the Lord. But I will spare a few of them from death by war, famine, or disease, so they can confess to their captors about how wicked they have been. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Then the message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, tremble as you eat your food. Drink your water with fear, as if it were your last. Give the people this message from the sovereign Lord concerning those living in Israel and Jerusalem. They will eat their food with trembling and sip their tiny portions of water in utter despair, because their land will be stripped bare on account of their violence. The cities will be destroyed and the farmland deserted. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Again, a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, what is that proverb they quoted in Israel? Time passes, making a liar of every prophet. Give the people this message from the sovereign Lord. I will put an end to this proverb, and you will soon stop quoting it. Now give them this new proverb to replace the old one. The time has come for every prophecy to be fulfilled. Then you will see what becomes of all the false visions and misleading predictions about peace in Israel. For I am the Lord. What I threaten always happens. There will be no more delays, you rebels of Israel. I will fulfill my threat of destruction in your own lifetime, says the sovereign Lord. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, the people of Israel are saying, his visions won't come true for a long, long time. Therefore, give them this message from the sovereign Lord. No more delay. I will now do everything I have threatened. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. In the book of Ezekiel here, we see that the prophecy against the Israelites is going to come to pass right away. And we even see that maybe some of the people had been laughing, saying, oh, those prophets, what they say never comes true, because God's prophets had been prophesying for a long time about the judgment that was to come. But Ezekiel prophesies in the day when the judgment on Jerusalem really does come. The Babylonians come in and they attack. And Zedekiah, the king, is taken off to Babylon. And so we see that the prophecy has come true, that the people and their idols are finally judged. In Psalm 71 today, I underlined this passage. I will tell everyone about your righteousness all day long. I will proclaim your saving power, for I am overwhelmed by how much you have done for me. I want us just to take a few minutes to think about all of the wonderful things that the Lord has gifted us in our lifetime. And then as we pray, I want us to pray that the Lord would replace the vices in our lives that are listed in 2 Corinthians here with the positive attributes and virtues that he lists in chapter 13. Oh Lord, would you replace discord with a heart ready to pursue restoration? Would you replace our jealousy and fits of rage with words of encouragement? Please replace any selfish ambition with a peaceful spirit so that we might enjoy your presence and your love and your peace. Lord, we just want to pray for family members today, Lord, those that we might not be fully restored to. And we ask, Lord, for your restoration power. We ask, Lord, for your wisdom and your help in those situations. We pray ultimately for the saving grace that we have received to be so palpable to us that we extend it to one another freely. We also pray for the sick who are among us, those who are undergoing treatments, and we pray for restoration by your power, Lord, so that we might continue to praise you with an overwhelming sense of what you have done for us. And we pray for those who grieve today. We are reminded, Lord, that we don't grieve as those who have no hope, but we grieve as those who remember that the Lord has taken the dead in Christ to be with him, and that we who are left behind will one day be caught up in the air to live with the Lord forever. May this be our refrain today. Lord, thank you for the promise that we will live with you forever. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.